The following two quotes are from Cheryl Welsh's book, The Secret 1950s Discovery of the Code of the Brain, 1998. Stanford professor Dr. Carl Pribram stated in his book, Rethinking Neural Networks, Quantum Fields and Biological Data, 1993, that, quote, multiple personality. Personality is a consistent pattern of responses to stimuli and situations. In QND, quantum neural dynamics, the personality of the stochastic filter is determined by the locally homotopic mappings of experience onto the neural domain and by the configuration of discontinuities between homotopic domains. A conscious train of thought consists of a well-formed wave packet propagating within the neural domain in response to the combination of inputs from a number of sources, including the sensory apparatus and the outputs of other domains at various levels of abstraction. When the probability density corresponding to this wave packet produces an expectation that does not compare well with the actual ensemble of inputs, the result is a potential field gradient or barrier, if it is sufficiently steep, that deflects the wave packet towards states associated with less prediction error. Suppose then that when the network's personality is being formed, it experiences a deliberately consistent diabolical training, and that's in quotes, diabolical, in which certain common experiences are interrupted with frustrating or painful intervention. QND learning will encode the painful experience on their trajectory so that it will be properly predicted as a consequence of the prior experience. Incidentally, QND learning models, classical conditioning, even though it is simple Hebbian, the name of Dr. Hebb, because of the causal dynamics of the Schrödinger equation. Whenever the common experience subsequently occurs without the intervention of the diabolical agent, the extreme difference between the expected punishment and the benign experience drives the conscious wave packet away from the states where the pain was stored. This avoidance has two consequences, one obvious and the other subtle. The obvious effect is that the deflected wave packet will generate an altered behavior pattern. The subtle effect is that the neurons, where the painful patterns are encoded, will be prevented from receiving enough probability to allow the patterns to be corrected. Now suppose that the diabolical training is extensive, both figuratively and literally. That is, suppose that it succeeds in placing other avoidance patterns into a geometry that surrounds and isolates a large cognitive domain from the rest of the neural network. Subsequently, wave packets that form in that domain will be trapped there, and that domain will then develop a personality that is distinct from the personality of the exterior domain. But the entrapment is not permanent. Quantum tunneling provides a mechanism for penetration of the barrier, after which another distinct personality emerges. Editor's note, Dr. Pribram is a Stanford University professor, a very credible professional. The above excerpt was a quantum level description of multiple personality. See Operation Mind Control by Walter Boart, 1978 and 1995, for documentation of military involvement in this area of research. This is very significant proof that the brain code has been discovered. I'd like to add a few points to this very complex paragraph, and this is Dr. Eric Karlstrom speaking. Based on my research in mind control, I make the following speculations. One stated goal of the early CIA mind control programs, the 50s and 60s, Bluebird, Artichoke, MKUltra, and others, was to create an exploitable alteration of personality. In other words, to create multiple personality disorder, MPD, now called dissociative identity disorder, in human subjects so that these subjects could be utilized as programmed assassins, the so-called Manchurian candidate, sex slaves, couriers, super spies, etc., in intelligence operations. Also, the splitting of a normal whole personality into multiple subalter personalities, which can be programmed for intelligence purposes, generally requires application of trauma-based mind control techniques, such as infliction of extreme pain, rape, etc., to the subject. Thirdly, apparently Dr. Carl Pribram's repeated reference to diabolical training refers to trauma-based mind control techniques, in other words, torture, applied to subjects remotely and electronically. In this manner, he is indicating that human subjects can be rendered programmable via electromagnetic means and remotely. And he is explaining how this occurs within the brain itself. Fourthly, we can speculate that the psychological attacks, the street theater attacks from surveillance role players, in combination with the non-lethal and neuroweapons attacks on targets, comprise this diabolical training, trauma-based mind control, and are key elements in the strategy to remotely program targets so that they become biorobotized slaves, that is, assets of the intelligence agencies. And finally, in one YouTube that I watched, the destructive street theater skits were referred to as the Barham psychodrama technique.